IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Ali Himani and Shaykh Qasim. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So today we want to talk about a very controversial topic, and that is owning a gun. Is it at all right to have a gun, or should all people have the right to own guns? Of course, in some countries, amendments in their constitution, they are allowed to carry a gun, whether it would be an open carry or a concealed carry, but they are allowed, you know, somehow to have gun. But is it at all, according to the Islamic rulings, to have a gun or something like a gun with yourself? You can find it also in the games that the children are playing, you know, such graphic scenes and the violence that is over there, the shooting. And you know that the school shooting in the mm-hmm. U.S., you know, mean an attack on this institutional yeah. education yeah. or something like that, such as primary school or university, is a big case now in the U.S. And year after year, you know, administration after administration, they are adding amendments to the U.S. Constitution in order to control it, but they are not still successful. At least every year, we have one school shooting in the U.S. with the massacre of the killing of so many innocent people, yeah. you know, but one guy, and the last step, but by taking suicide, you know.
Yeah.
In most of the cases, the killer
after
commits
killing,
suicide.
He kills himself.
You, yeah. And when you do research about their lives, they are all under the shadow and under the influence of these media coverage.
Correct.
That he's using of the guns, okay?
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah exactly. No, the brother was talking about the, you know, the culture that may prevent people from, you know, from abusing guns, mm-hmm. and actually that works perfectly in many cases actually, but not at all times. You know, we should have this self piety, you know, within ourselves.
Self-control.
Self-control. And, you know, this piety, I'd like to yes. call it sort of piety.
Okay.
And that's just, you know, very hard to mm-hmm. have, you know. And so it's so hard, I believe, that even though that, you know, you have the best culture, you're I don't know, you're living in a very good country,
yes.
you know, there's no problem, no poverty or anything.
Yes.
But this self-control, or you know, this self-piety that you may have, if you don't have that, you know, in I don't know, in a case, you know, in a fight that you may have with somebody, or in mm-hmm. I don't know, you take the, you lose your control, and you know, you just take out the gun and start shooting. So,
yes.
And this doesn't relate to having restricted laws or not,
yes.
you know, or things like that, or having
yes.
the best culture in the
yes.
world or not. So this is within human beings. So if you don't have that,
yes.
that taqwa, if you
yes.
don't have that self-control,
yes.
I believe that may, you know, burst out sometime.
Okay.
And you know,
absolutely true.
Recently, Ayatollah Khamenei called America and American administration a mafia.
Yeah.
So when you look at the lives of the mafias, they're carrying guns. You know, gun is an inseparable part of the mafia lifestyle,
yeah.
in administration, in industry, in politics, and everything.
Yeah.
So when you're acting as the mafia, then the people think that they're in a mafia game. They have to
carry
guns, they have to predict, kill
exactly.
this, kill that, okay, in order to have more. In other cases, is this type of, fake type of the fear from the side of, especially the colored people in the U.S. From one side, they invite the others in order to migrate to the countries. From the other side, they consider them as the minorities. And then, for example, we know that the delinquency, you know, is very much among the colored people, especially
okay.
in the suburban part of the
okay.
U.S. states. So especially the black ones, when you go there, they carry guns, you know, they kill the people. So the police, in order to protect himself, only have one warning, and after one warning, shoots.
That's okay.
And that's all.
Our
okay.
concern is not about police carrying the
yes.
guns. Our concern
yeah.
is about the civilians
the
carrying
civilians,
the guns.
That's right.
Right?
So, I do want to say this is the problem, because
correct.
The police know that one warning if there's no answer, he will shoot sooner. Exactly. Okay? So this is the case.
Again, the fact, Brother Atta, here is that, you know, after one warning, why does the police feel that the other guy is going to shoot?
Okay,
right?
This
is the fundamental question. Yes. Again, it brings back to the cultural aspect that they have little value for human life. Mm-hmm. You see, there are cultures, like look at China, look at Japan, look at India until about 20 years ago. Look at other regions, like you can see Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. These regions, the culture gives extreme importance to the human life. Mm-hmm. Middle Eastern countries, Dubai, African countries, which are Egypt and others, where the Islam gives utmost importance to human life. Even if the person is carrying a gun, because of a conflict, he doesn't pull out a gun and shoot the person.
Yes.
Why? Because he gives value to the human life that he's facing, he's standing opposite to. In America, they do not give enough value to the human life. Mm-hmm. They don't value it. They see it lesser than a dog. Mm-hmm. The dog is more important. You know, there was a movie called John Wick.
Yes.
Right? In John Wick, a couple of guys walk into his house. They try to steal his car. They steal the car and they kill the dog. Now, because they killed his dog, he goes around killing 500 people. Right? So 500 people are worth less than this dog's life. Right? So the culture there is promoting this idea that human life is not that important. What is important is you. As long as you are there, your safety is there, you are secured, it's okay. And that's why you will see that when America invades Afghanistan, when America invades Iraq, they don't care. They just shoot and kill. You would see videos from Black Waters. They're killing people who have no weapon. These are civilians.
And then they
laugh and they say they're like sitting ducks and they're shooting these people. Right?
That's
so that shows that the culture being promoted there is that human life does not have value. The only thing that matters is you and things around you.
That's right. Especially, the Europe and the US, you know, has passed two world wars, okay? And these world wars, I think, has made a kind of fear enrooted in the very character of the nations. That in order to protect yourself, you have to have gun or weapons, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, and use it whenever you like it. But the case is that, the age of the use of the guns, especially among the children, you know, now they're talking about the children using guns among themselves in the schools. And this is really, you know, how is it possible for example, a student to kill the teacher, you know? This is really a rare case, never taking place during the history, but in the news in the 40s, 50s.
Not just that part, Brother Atta. There's another important element about children using the gun. There's accidental firing where the father keeps the gun at home and does not follow necessary precautions or locks the gun or use the right kind of locks. And there are so many accidental killings. Son killed a five-year-old kid, you know, trying to see what the gun is, accidentally fires and kills his own father, right? So the risk is not about just pulling a gun out during a conflict and kill someone.
That's right.
But there are so many more problems to it. Mm-hmm. Having it at home, letting a five-year-old kid have access to it itself gives, you know, a thorough risk to the whole family.
Sheikh Qasim, you gave us some guidelines, self-control, piety, you know, control anger management, something like that. Okay, they can really help us in order to forget using the gun. What other guidelines, for example, Islam gives us as a religion to have more protection or to have more control over ourselves?
As I said, I believe that the best way and not to have such tragedies is not to have guns. You know, because as I said, it's so hard to control oneself. Especially, as I said, it goes back to the self-taqwa and self-piety that a person may have or have not. So the best way is that the governments, the state, do not allow people to have guns and for special forces like the police to have guns. And even for the police, as you know, in Iran, it's so hard for the police to use his gun, you know. And we recently had, you know, a tragedy, an accident.
Mr. Ranjbar, you know, one of the second lieutenant
actually,
of Shiraz, you know, passed away because of not using the gun.
Because he didn't use it. He actually did have a gun, but he didn't use it because... it's so hard in the law, exactly. In the Islamic law, actually Iranian Islamic law, to use the gun, as you rightly mentioned, you know, because Iranians and the Islamic actually laws of Iran value a lot the life of people. So
yeah.
You know, a person should not use, even a police should not use his or her weapon
loosely and leniently, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever you have a chance, just pull out and shoot.
And with respect to the students using guns, I believe again we have to go back to the way of life, their actually way of life and lifestyle. So this person, I don't know, a 10-year-old boy, so he's at home and he's actually playing a video game.
Yes.
I don't know those video games, and he goes to the square and want to practically, you know, apply those things that he has been taught, you know, in those video games. So
all that adrenaline that has built up in him after playing Call of Duty
real,
and Band
know?
Of Brothers, he wants to show something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I hope that guns are not produced at all in the world and not, you know, because if we are consider ourselves as the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are, you know, we are on different tribes with different languages, with different cultures, but we have to know each other more. Through the language, through, you know, rationality, through knowing each other's culture more. But nowadays, unfortunately, this sense of greed among the people of going to the other lands, you know, and, you know, attacking here, attacking there, you know, killing this one, killing that one, and having nuclear weapons more than the other countries, having nuclear arsenals, you know, has made the world really a dangerous place to live. That's all right. I hope that one day all these problems are solved. Again, it gets back very much to your lifestyle.
I do hope, truly, really. But
yes.
That's not really going to happen. You know, there are a couple of reasons for that. One, if you just go back about 100 years in the history, you would see that wars was very common. Britishers and the French and the Portuguese, they used to go around, colonize places.
Yes.
And they used to carry guns with them. So
yes.
The gun industry was really booming at that time, right? But after World War II, everybody realized that war is bad. So there's going to be no more wars, right? Even today, people talk about that conflict, it might lead to Third World War, right? But no one wants a war.
Okay.
So now the gun industry is in a fix. How do I sell guns? If there's going to be no wars, now how do I make profit? How do I make money? So the best way to do and make money is to hand over guns in the hands of citizens. They are the ones providing guns to all the mafias and cartels and diamond cartels and drug lords and all that.
Yes.
They are making money out of it.
Okay.
On the other hand, on the TV, they say, like, we are against drugs, we are against this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally need to make profit, and they are the ones promoting this whole idea. So until and unless they you know, control their greed and overcome their desire to be the most powerful and the richest people, this gun industry
very,
is
very
going to survive.
Very much rooted in the secular secular perspective,
and
the secular look at the life. You know, if we want to change it into a monotheistic one or religious one, you know, gun will be eliminated from the lives of the people. Inshallah, one day. I hope so.
Inshallah.
Okay. Thank you much, Sheikh Qasim and
welcome.
Sheikh Ali Himani for your presence in the program. Viewpoints,
pleasure,
it was very
kind
of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need